Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the various aspects of the grace of God. We've talked about how God's grace is a reflection of His mercy and His love and is willing to overlook sin and favor us despite our failures. It's undeserved favor from God. Another aspect of God's grace that we've discussed this week is that God's grace gives us spiritual strength and power to do things God's way, to live a godly life, to conduct ourselves with integrity in a wicked world. Today, I want to talk to you about a third aspect of the grace of God that we find in Scripture, and it is this, that the grace of God empowers you to operate in the spiritual giftings and callings that God has placed in your life. In Romans chapter 12, verse 6 and onward, we read this, "And since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly, if prophecy, according to the proportion of his faith, if service, in his serving, or he who teaches, in his teaching, or he who exhorts, in his exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness." Now, this list of spiritual giftings and callings, we are told, functions as a result of the grace that is given to each person. Since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let each exercise them accordingly. Whatever spiritual gifting or calling that you have upon your life, it's vital to understand that it is the grace of God that will empower you to walk in that calling, to exercise that gifting, and it should never be done in the flesh or in the effort of your own strength. God's grace is what enables you or empowers you to function in the spiritual gifts. God wants you to rely on that grace, to lean on that grace, to depend on that grace, and to never attempt to operate the spiritual gifts or calling on your life in the strength of your own flesh or the strength of your own intellect. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 7, the Apostle Paul wrote, "I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me." I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me. One aspect of the grace of God is that it empowers believers to function in the spiritual gifting and calling that God has for each individual believer. God has a spiritual gift for you. God has a calling on your life, and it is His grace that will empower you. You don't have to depend on yourself. God doesn't want you to depend on yourself. He wants you to rely on the promise that there is grace given to you according to the gift that He has imparted to you. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, another confirmation of this same idea. He says, "According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I laid a foundation." Paul was saying that everything that he's done as an apostle, laying a foundation, was done according to the grace of God that was given to him. He wasn't taking credit for it himself. He clearly states in multiple places in his Pauline epistles that it was the grace of God that enabled him to do the things that he did. If you think about the life of Paul and realize that he was a very educated man, he had been raised up in the most strict sect of the Jewish religion, the Pharisees. He had been tutored under Gamaliel, one of the most respected of the rabbis of his day. He was groomed, you could say, for greatness in his religious order. And yet, when he had his magnificent encounter with God, and Jesus revealed himself to Saul, and he gave his heart and life to the Lord Jesus, his life did a complete turnaround. He became a follower of this despised group called the Way. The very ones he had persecuted, the ones he had pursued, the ones that he had thrown into jail, he became a member of that group. And it was all done by the grace of God. His salvation, his coming to Christ was done by the grace of God. By grace, through faith, we are saved. The grace of God drew him. The grace of God extended forgiveness and mercy to Paul. And so that aspect of God's grace took him from the kingdom of darkness that he didn't even know he was in into the kingdom of God's dear Son. The second aspect of grace working in his life was the fact that God's grace empowered him now to become one who was a teacher of the Word of God, proving from the Scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. So God's grace was working there to enable him to become a minister of the gospel. Paul's life is such a perfect reflection of the working of the grace of God. In Titus 3:7, Paul wrote that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. He's saying there that it was God's grace that justified him and justifies everybody who comes to Christ. Justifying mean making the person just as if he never sinned. Paul's life certainly was an example of God making him justified just as if he had never sinned, just as if he had never been responsible for the death of Stephen the martyr, just as if he'd never been responsible for the persecution of Christians, just as if he wasn't guilty of those very things that he was guilty of. God's grace brought mercy and forgiveness and deliverance to his soul, salvation into his life. And then grace took him farther. Grace took him to the place where he could become a minister of the gospel. If you have received the grace of God and allowed yourself to receive God's love and forgiveness, and you are now a child of God, a born-again Christian, one who's in the kingdom of God's dear Son, don't stop right there with the grace of God. Rejoice in it, be grateful for it, thank God for it, but don't stop there. God's grace now wants to take you to living a godly life, which we talked about yesterday, the power to live a godly life in the middle of a wicked world, and then take you another step to where you can become a minister of the gospel, walking and fulfilling the function of the spiritual gifting and calling that's on your life. God wants you to rely on his grace to walk in the spiritual gift and calling he has for you personally. And it won't be based on your education or your ability. It will be based purely on the grace of God given to you. Though Paul was a very educated man and became a great preacher of the gospel, many a minister, many an evangelist, many a called one of God has functioned in their spiritual gift just by the grace of God and not by natural ability or intellect. Gypsy Smith, an evangelist from England in the 1800s, was also an excellent example of the grace of God. This man was raised by gypsy parents, living in tents and traveling about in basically a horse-drawn wagon, covered wagon, throughout England. Never having been schooled, he was saved as a teenager and later became a very well-known evangelist in England, and then also came to the United States and preached evangelistic campaigns in the United States. But this man, who was not what one would say could be described as an eloquent preacher or a polished intellectual, he fulfilled the calling of an evangelist in a tremendous way, having thousands of recorded salvations, because the grace of God empowered him to walk in the calling of God on his life. Do not look at yourself based on your own abilities. Look to the grace of God to give you the power and the strength and the ability to fulfill the calling you have. Paul said in Romans, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us each exercise them accordingly. God wants you to take hold of the grace of God so that you can exercise the spiritual gift or calling he has on your life. It's available to you. You don't have to sit back and watch other people fulfill the calling God has for you, but do it with a humble attitude of dependence on God's grace and not on yourself. God's grace will empower you to fulfill the call on your life. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Join me tomorrow as we complete our series on the magnificent grace of God.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.